That is Blood and Wine by Marcin Przybylowicz. And it brings us into another episode of Whispers of Oxenfurt, a podcast dedicated to the Witcher universe by Polish author Andrzej Sapkowski. I am Brett, your host. And before we get started, a couple things. First and foremost, I ask, as I usually do, to please rate this podcast wherever you get it from. It really helps with the searches, kind of gets it higher on the list, gets it a little more out there. The second thing to talk about is today is October 22nd. Tomorrow, which I believe, if my numbers are correct, would be October 23rd, a new Witcher game is being released. Thronebreaker, the Witcher Tales by CD Projekt Red comes out, and I plan on streaming it on my Twitch channel all day. I plan on starting at about 8 a.m. Central Time, like Chicago Standard Time, and I will go as long as I can. If you don't know anything about it, it basically takes place during the, I think it's Baptism of Fire, that book. So it's Queen Meave, it's the person who knighted Geralt, has to do with the second Nilfgaard invasion, I believe it was. It was getting kind of confusing to me. So if you don't know anything about it, if you haven't read the books up to then, don't watch it, don't play the game, read the books, they're good, and then you'll be way ahead for this as well. So if you're bored at work or bored anywhere else, jump in there and you can watch me run around on a map, play some cards, and all that fun stuff. So today, we are going to the great city of Novigrad, with a bunch of comedic elements, seeing double in Eternal Flame. We begin with Geralt wandering upon a domestic battlefield, where that rapscallion Yaskier slash Dandelion has angered yet another lover, a buxom blonde named Priscilla, Vespula. After dodging some pots and other projectiles, Dandelion saves his loot and suggests they take their business to Pike's Grotto. Geralt tells them he is in Novigrad, the cultural center of the world apparently, to pick up supplies and get a new jerkin. The duo arrive at the tavern, where the innkeeper decries that the poet owes him from last night. Of course, neither of the two have any coin. The only other patron there is a halfling by the name of Dainty Biebervelt. As he cooks up an onion soup, he inquires why the Witcher is in town. Geralt says he is only here on pleasure, not business. This pleases Dainty, who then says that he must leave for an appointment. But the door bursts open, and in comes Dainty Biebervelt, looking identical to the already arrived Dainty. A fight breaks out, and eventually Geralt knocks the imposter to the ground as it slowly deforms. The innkeeper warns them he will call the guards if they break anything, so they decide to take their business into a nearby alcove. Geralt calls the creature a mimic, who takes offense, saying he is a Doppler, and his name is Teleko Lundgrevink, or as his friends call him, Dudu. Dainty accuses him of stealing horses and says he must get restitution before the authorities are alerted. Dudu begs for mercy, as punishment for his kind will be securely tied to a wooden stake, trap them in a ball of clay and slag before baking them until the clay hardens and becomes a brick. Dudu says he sold Dainty's horses, and Geralt asks for a backstory before any further rash action is taken. It turns out, though, that he was correct. Dudu had turned into the merchant and sold his horses for a good profit. The innkeeper again threatens the guards, but the merchant is reluctant to call them, as he is a non-human as well. Geralt, when pressed about killing monsters, says he does not kill those of intelligent or sentient races. We get a solid description of Dudu as a puppet made of mud and flour. When some other patrons arrive, demanding to know what's going on in the alcove, they suggest that Dudu turn into something quick, but he can only turn into something he sees. From the text, "Nor me," Dandelion said indignantly. "It wouldn't be good camouflage. The whole world knows me. The sight of two dandelions seated at the same table would cause a greater sensation than the sight of this naked monster." Again, as modest as ever, Dandelion. Dudu, as dainty, says he reinvested the money from the horse sales in apparently worthless merchandise. Dainty then asks for a sword to finally be rid of him. Before anyone can react, the door opens and a purple-clad man asks for the merchant Bibervelt. "Yes," the two halflings reply in unison. Dudu then makes a break for it. He throws some mead into Geralt's face and runs out of the room. The Witcher chases him, but is stopped by some workers as they think he is a thief. The man, named Schwan, asks who the halfling was who had just run out of here, which they claim was a cousin. A distant cousin. From the text, "Yes, yes," Dandelion confirmed quickly, feeling that he was in his element at last. "A distant cousin of Bibervelt called Toupet Bibervelt, the black sheep of the family. As a child, he fell down a well. Happily, the well was dry, but unfortunately, the bucket fell on his head. He's usually harmless. Only the sight of the color purple drives him into a rage. But there is nothing to worry about, because the sight of red hair on a lady's pubis has the power to calm him. That's why he fled to the Passiflora, I tell you, Master Schwan." "Enough, Dandelion," the Witcher interrupted abruptly. "Shut up, damn it." There's some really good comedy throughout this story. Very good lighthearted. Good to see. Schwan says Dainty owes over 1,500 crowns, and if he cannot pay, he will visit the deepest dungeon. Later on, as the trio discuss what to do about Dudu, they are approached by a squad of menacing-looking figures. Geralt moves to draw his sword, but is warned by Dandelion that this is Chapelle, the head of the Temple Guard. And unfortunately, it's not Dave Chappelle, noted comedian, although I'll tell you what, those casting, if he hasn't been casted yet for The Witcher show, Dave Chappelle as Chappelle, okay, that could work. They were reported as associating with a mimic or shifter. He says that is nonsense, as the city is protected by such monsters, and the innkeeper has been imprisoned for blasphemy. He kindly asks them to conduct all business and leave the city. He asks Geralt what it would cost should there actually be a Doppler in the city, but Geralt says that it is impossible to answer. The temple guards leave them, but another merchant, by the name of Muskrat, shows up and informs them that Dainty has made a huge profit on a previously worthless item. They decide to head to the bank and find out. Vimy Vivaldi, the dwarven banker, tells Dainty that he was here an hour ago, with orders not to sell mimosa bark until it reaches 7 times the purchase price. After some notable confusion, Vimy tells Dainty that he was here 3 days ago and deposited 1,000 crowns for a promissory note of 2,520. Long story short, Dainty now has an account worth over 6,000 crowns. After learning of other investments, his total comes to well over 20,000, but what does it matter if Chappelle is after him? The dwarf says that Chappelle lately has acted differently, and at times almost sympathetic. They learn Master Bibervelt is in the West Market, and Dainty asks for a robust cane, and that business must go on. Geralt wanders through the crowd and sees Vespula, but he quickly darts away and stumbles upon Dandelion singing to the crowd. He warns Dandelion about her but she comes charging armed with a copper pan. Dainty then calls out that he has found Dudu and they set off after him. Geralt corners him and says that he must leave at once. Dudu says, yeah, that ain't gonna happen. And boom, morphs into a second Geralt. Geralt is repulsed by his mirror image, and they begin fighting, mimicking each other's every move. Dudu says he can't kill him because they know each other's moves too well. But Geralt appeals to the good in the Doppler, saying he could easily have killed Dainty, but did not. Dudu then transforms into Dandelion and says he will not leave. From the text, I'll tell you what I'll do now, Witcher, he said, laughing Dandelion's loud and rippling laugh. I'll be on my way and lose myself in the crowd, where I'll discreetly transform into something else, even a beggar. I'd rather be a beggar in Novigrad than a Doppler in the barren wilderness. Novigrad owes me a debt, Geralt. The construction of this city destroyed the environment where we could live in our natural surroundings. We were exterminated, hunted like mad dogs. I am one of the few who survived. Once, when wolves attacked me, I transformed into a wolf and ran with the pack for weeks. In this way, I survived. I do the same thing today, because I no longer want to wander in the woods and spend the winter under tree stumps. I no longer want to feel constant hunger. I no longer want to serve without respite as an archery target. Here, in Novigrad, it's warm. There's food. One can work for a living, and people very rarely hunt each other with bows. Novigrad offers me a pack of wolves. I join it to survive. Do you understand? The Witcher does. They thank each other, and Dudu leaves in song. It is broken when Vespula shows up and bonks him on the head with the pan. Dudu slowly deforms. Worst case scenario is beset as Chapelle arrives and tells the crowd to disperse. Geralt advises him to pretend he saw nothing, but Chapelle already has. Chapelle then shocks them by calling out to Dudu to change into Dainty's form. Dudu does so and will now take on the form as Dainty's cousin, Master of Commerce. Chapelle tells them that the real Chapelle died 2 months ago and he was simply nearby. The story concludes with a happy ending in more ways than one as the trio head towards a local brothel. Please send all comments, questions, and suggestions to witcherpodcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at CoachBrett4, CoachBrett4. And again, please rate the podcast wherever you listen to it at. And I will be on Twitch at Coach Brett, streaming Thronebreaker starting tomorrow and throughout the months, and hopefully till my computer breaks down or I get tired of it, streaming Gwent Homecoming and any other Witcher-related game. So please stop in there sometime, say hello, and we can discuss anything, but especially all things Witcher. Next week, we continue The Sword of Destiny with the short story, A Little Sacrifice.